I do have another story of sand in the Pyrenees when the four of us were whitewater rafting, and the sheer sound and gush of the river was massive. It was up in the Pyrenees. We were on our holidays in August down near Biarritz. This was in 2002. And we had heard about quite the possibility of whitewater rafting, and we inquired about it and went up into the Pyrenees quite high. And you could do it in the mornings or the afternoon. So we opted for the afternoon. It was scheduled that there'd be a big gush of water scheduled, and there was only the four of us and two instructors. So we all kitted out in the scuba suits. We had the jackets on us as well, to protect us if any of us fell in. So off we went, which was quite calm at the start, and then you got into the boulders. You got quite things got quite fast, very fast for me, because I unfortunately was bumped out of the boat. And the instructor, he was a bit worried because it was quite a lot of rocks, so he told me to go to float down on my back, feet out, and if I hit anything, I'd hit with my feet. But the rest of the family had a great time. The boat managed to pull in, and he picked me up, and off we went again. And I had a great time. One of the experiences that the instructor, he brought us over to the side of the river and asked us to pick out leaves off this plant. It was called savlon, and he explained that if you rub the leaves between your hands, you'll get soap. And this was used during the Second World War by the people of the area. They would go up, pick off the savlon off the banks and use it for cleaning their hands, cleaning their clothes. And this was very fascinating for the four of us to be told this. A natural cleaning product on the side of the banks was extremely interesting. And to hear of its previous use during the Second World War was very interesting. And then we continued our... Oh, bless you. That was Paul having a sneeze there. Gesundheit, Paul. And we continued our boat trip, our rafting trip. It was extremely good. But ours was in August, so in... December time, it does get a lot rougher, so I'm glad that our trip was in August and wasn't too rough. That's it.